Good day, this is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Sunday, March 16th, 2025. Let's kick it off with the rapid evolution in the world of separately managed accounts, or SMAs, set to revolutionize financial advice. The most recent IMAP conference affirmed how SMAs are currently enhancing the competitiveness of our financial advisors. With the highly strategic mergers that are currently underway, such as the notable coming together of the Generation Development Group and Evidentia, the future of SMAs looks vibrant. This particular merger sees their range of offerings now including both personalized and standard options, an approach that has been praised for harmonizing accessibility within the market sector. As for specific numbers, IMAP Chair Toby Potter has shared that managed accounts are now in control of $232.7 billion. That figure is expected to double within the next 5 years, largely due to the growing trend towards the individualization of managed accounts. On the regulatory side, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, is taking serious steps to hold superannuation funds accountable. ASIC recently filed a lawsuit against Australian Super, accusing the company of significant delays in processing death benefit claims. Impacted claims date back to mid-2019, affecting nearly 7,000 separate cases and causing distress to hundreds of families across Australia. This court case could lead to industry reform and hefty penalties for Australian Super, demonstrating the importance of time-sensitive processing procedures in financial services. Turning our eyes to international markets, we witnessed a sharp drop in U.S. stocks on Tuesday. Escalation of tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminium imports by President Trump has created a climate of uncertainty among investors, leading to a decline of over $1 trillion in the value of the S&P 500 this week. As the world holds its breath, waiting for updated economic data, we suggest keeping an even closer eye on inflation and labor insights to navigate these uncertain times in global trade. Finally, a bit of hopeful news closer to home. The Reserve Bank of Australia has delivered a much-needed boost to consumer confidence by cutting the official interest rate to 4.1%, lifting national morale to a three-year high. The decision is the first rate cut since 2020, and Westpac's Matthew Hassan has highlighted the resultant rejuvenation in economic optimism and job market expectations. Despite international trade tensions and disparities between different industry sectors, Australia's economy sees an overall positive outlook with growth recorded for Q4 2024, dispelling fears of a recession. This concludes our daily financial services news wrap for Sunday, March 16, 2025. Stay informed, stay empowered with Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more news and insights into the world of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for tuning in.